This is as good as it gets when it comes to high school basketball.
Skip pass goes over to Farmer on the wing on the left side. Farmer dribbling the ball in the lane, spins, takes it down the lane, her shot is up there and in. Nice move by Chandra Farmer for St. Cecilia.
We've said it so many times, survive and advance. You want drama? This is it.
Shot blocked. The shot is blocked by Hastings. Pankratz gets the block, gets the ball, and then gets fouled. And the fans come to their feet here for the Hastings High Tigers.
This is March Madness. It's more than a catchphrase. It's a feeling you get only one time of year. After a grueling season, three games stand between you and a state title.
Trying to triple-team the point guard, Hummel. She throws over the top, gets the ball back, swings it left wing to Kovacher. 27-18, Bobcat. 16-footer, Hernandez Pyle, no good. Willicott offensive putback is good.
It's the Girls State Basketball Playoffs on Platte River Radio, and it starts right now.
And good evening, everyone, from the Bob DeValley Sports Center in Lincoln. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday night for the final session and final game of the opening day of the 2015 State Basketball Tournament. Featuring, for the first time since 1998, the Hastings High Tigers taking on the Norris Titans. Glad to have you along with us as we've had a busy day of basketball around the area. Let's catch you up to date. Of course, you just heard Hastings St. Cecilia advance on with an easy win over North Platte St. Pat's. As far as the rest of the day, the biggest upset came in Class A. Number one, Omaha Benson, hadn't lost all year until today. Norfolk pulls the upset 46-37. They'll play Bellevue West in the semifinals, a 48-37 winner over South Sioux City. Omaha West Side has beaten Millard West 55-40. Kearney High is just getting underway with Lincoln Northeast on ESPN 1460 and 1550. In Class B, earlier today, Omaha Gross held off Elkhorn South 44-41. Number one, Lincoln Pius X took care of Scott's Bluff 55-29. And the game just before this, York held off a late run from Elkhorn and scored the final 7 points in a 47-37 victory. So the winner of this game will play York tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 at Pinnacle Bank Arena. In C1, Pierce held off a big fourth-quarter charge from Minden. Pierce was up by as many as 27 in the second half and won at 56-48. They'll play Lincoln Christian, a 67-47 winner over Omaha Concordia. Norfolk Catholic pulled away late to beat Wahoo Newman, 66-56. And they'll play Kearney Catholic, who downed Shadron, 62-40. In C2, Crofton beat Ponca, 58-27. They'll play Guardian Angels. That should be a dandy, maybe. That tough test to get them ready for the finals. Guardian Angels beat UTAN 78-46. And as you heard, Hastings St. Cecilia over North Platte St. Pat's 63-36. Sutton just getting underway with Freeman. And that is on Classic Hits 98.9. In D1, Dundee County Stratton remained undefeated but had to go overtime to beat Humphrey St. Francis 59-58. Tomorrow morning, they'll play Howells Dodge, a 55-43 winner over Emerson Hubbard. In the highest scoring game by far today, O'Neill St. Mary's, the number one team in D1, edged Friend 75-73. St. Mary's will play Blue Hill tomorrow at 10:45 here at the Sports Center. On the Breeze, 94.5. Blue Hill beat Fullerton 61-46. And in D2, Stewart down Mullen 59-37. Fall City Sacred Heart over Crawford 44-30. And it was Sandhill Stedford defeating Giltner 48-34. Hampton just getting underway with Wyandotte. We'll be back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's Class B quarterfinal between the Hastings Tigers and Norris Titans right after this.
Sure, you can try and do your flooring installation by yourself. The box stores tell you they can help, but this is the kind of job where you need a professional. The experts at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney. During our Don't Do It Yourself sale, you'll enjoy $99, one room or the whole house, basic carpet installation when you purchase from our Lee's Carpet Collection. Need hard surface flooring instead? You'll find great prices and expert installation services there, too. Save yourself the mess and hassle and a whole lot of money during the Don't Do It Yourself sale at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation. Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughn when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's state tournament game brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. First off, for the Titans of Norris, number 12, 5'8" junior guard Emma Ehrman. She averages 5.5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Number 20, 5'9" junior forward Danny Meyer-Henry. She averages 7 points and 2 boards a game. Number 24, the 5'9" sophomore McKenna Sullivan. She averages 7 points and 7 rebounds. Then you get down to the big two post players. Number 32, 5'11" senior Shalana Brown. Shalana Brown averages 12 points and 7 rebounds. At number 35, 5'11" senior Kylie Holen averages 14 points to lead the team and 6 rebounds. The head coach of the Norris Titans is Mark Hageman, assisted by Lisa Brown, Scott Harrington, and Betsy Barrett. They are 16-6 on the season. They lost to Platteview in the districts and are here on a wild card, their 10th trip to the state tournament. And they were here last year, the runner-up just 2 years ago in 2013. This is the first meeting of the year between Norris and Hastings. For the Hastings Tigers, the starters for a state tournament game for the first time since 1998 are number 5, 5'9" junior Libby Knapple. She averages just under 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. Number 11, 5'10" junior Annie Graylish. She averages 3 points and just under 6 rebounds per ball game. Number 13, 5'8" junior guard Sophia Pankratz. She averages 12 points to lead the team and nearly 5 rebounds a game. Number 34, 5'11" senior Elizabeth Franzen, 6 points and 9 boards per game. And number 35, 5'8" senior Taylor Hendricks. She averages just under 7 points and 4.5 rebounds a game in her first season with the Hastings Tigers after spending the previous 3 at Sandy Creek. And as Coach Greg May says, the only player that actually does have some postseason experience. Greg Mays, the head coach, assisted by Pete Theo Harris, Tate Mays, Ashley Speak, and Liz Carlson. Hastings comes in after beating Grand Island Northwest and Holdridge in the districts with a record of 13-11 out of the GNAC Conference, making their first trip to state since 1998 and their 6th overall. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service in 3 convenient locations. Strong commitment to our area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. And we'll be back with the opening tip between the Tigers and the Titans right after this on 1230 KHAS.
You wouldn't think it could get any better, but it just did at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Now through the end of truck month, with your purchase of a new Ram, we will give you 3 years of maintenance free. That's right. The oil changes are on us for 3 years when you buy during truck month. Huge discounts, rates as low as 0% in the maintenance plan. Only at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
1230 KHAS.
Earlier tonight, the Nebraska women advanced to the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament, where they will play Iowa tomorrow night at 6. The Huskers, an 86-71 win over Illinois, shot nearly 62% from the field, had 5 players in double figures. Freshman Natalie Romeo tied a school record with 7 three-pointers. She had 26 points. Tierra Laudermill and Haley Sample had 14. Allie Havers had 13. And 11 points, 8 rebounds tonight for Emily Cady, as Nebraska will advance on to tomorrow's quarterfinal action. Again, 6 o'clock, and we will have that for you on 1230 KHAS tomorrow. Hastings will be the visiting team here today. They will wear their black uniforms with the orange trim and numerals. The home white with a little red and blue trim for Norris. The Titans will move from left to right. Hastings will move from right to left in our state tournament coverage on 1230 KHAS. It's brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Along with Bailey back at the studio, Doug Duda with you here on this Thursday night. The winner again advances on to a 3:45 game tomorrow against York. We're about ready to get things underway. The Tigers, can they get off to a good start here? Many believe Norris, even though their sixth losses on the season, is a prohibitive favorite in this ball game. But Hastings has been playing well as of late. They come in on a four-game winning streak to the state tournament. That's their longest streak of the season. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled by Norris. Hastings is going to come out in a little matchup here to get things going. They'll get in that man-to-man. The Titans will work it around the perimeter into the hands of McKenna Sullivan. To the high post, dribble drive and kick off to Holen. Kylie from the right wing to the left to Ehrman. Ehrman off the screen, tries a pick and roll. It's covered. Backing up and firing the three and hitting the three is Danny Meyer-Henry. So the first shot of the ball game drained from three for Norris. Hastings on the possession, trying to break the press, going coast to coast, taking it to the rack is Pankratz, and she's going to be fouled. Sophia showing a burst of speed there that Norris was not ready for. And they will send Pankratz to the line to shoot two. Foul called on Norris's Shalina Brown, her first, obviously. And a free throw is on the way, and it hits the front of the rim, no good. Now, Hastings is not the best free throw shooting team, just 57% on the season. Pankratz shoots it at 62%. Second free throw is on the way, and it is short, no good, but the ball is tipped into the hands of Graylish, and another chance here for the Tigers. Back out to Pankratz, swinging around the right side to Knappel. Keeping it around the perimeter. Knappel is open in the paint. They get it to her. Turnaround left-handed shot is going to be blocked in there by Brown, but it's picked back up by the Tigers, and another foul called. So Hastings hanging in there after getting a block and a rejection, and at the line will be Annie Graylish. She'll shoot two. First one, wastes no time. It's up and in. Graylish grabbed it, shot it. Just a 46% free throw shooter. It's like a hot potato in her hands. Second one on the way, and that's too strong. Offensive rebound. Put back up, but blocked. Knappel had it, but it was blocked out of there on the post by Sullivan, it looked like. And a chance for Hastings so many times down the floor. Managed just 1 point. Norris tries another three on the outside. It's no good by Meyer-Henry. Offensive rebound is going to be called a held ball. And give it to Hastings. Franzen tying it up inside with Brown. Possession arrow pointing the way at Tigers. We're 1 minute into the state tournament. And Hastings trails 3-1. Ooh, bad pass getting trapped in the corner. That's a one-foot pass. Hastings may need a timeout. They try to throw it off the leg. It didn't work. Ball's loose. And Hastings just going to hold it. And is there a timeout or a jump ball? The official thought that Hastings wanted a timeout. And that is the case, as it happened right in front of their bench. With 6:42 to go here in the first quarter, Norris 3, Hastings 1. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. We're back in 30.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
1230 KHAS.
Out of Hastings timeout, they'll get it in, but then it's tipped away and the steal is made by Sullivan. Norris tried to lob it underneath through the hands of Brown. It's loose on the floor, swatted all the way back out to the 28-foot line, and Norris grabs it again. Posting up Brown. Hastings went over the top, knocked it away with Knappel, still picked up by Norris. And now they'll settle it down and get set up in the half court. off a couple of screens. A step back three. Holen, no good. Rebound hits the floor. Holen grabs it, takes it right to the rack and scores. Kylie Holen with the offensive put back, and Norris leads it 5-1. Hastings gets the ball into the hands of Franzen, and Franzen will hand it off to Pankratz. Pankratz to the right elbow. Tries a backdoor lob into Knappel. Knappel underneath the hoop. Missed the two-footer. Had a little work to do inside the double team. It's off the heel, no good, and Meyer Henry brings it down for Norris. So Hastings has had some looks. They just haven't been able to cash in. On the weak side, right wing, Norris with a basketball, and Ehrman kicks it back up top to Holen. Back over to Ehrman, playing a little catch here, trying to get a screen, a ball screen action going. Working around the perimeter, being very patient. Brown really trying to get posted up down there against Franz, and they got a good battle going in the paint. Norris will have it out between the circles. Crossover, deciding to drive, losing the basketball. It's stolen away. Coming up with a loose ball is Pankratz. Pankratz going coast to coast. Puts up the runner, hit the rim, no good. Got her own rebound, no good. And then it is out of bounds off Hastings. So again, in the paint, but Hastings couldn't convert. 5-1. Norris with the lead. They're going to go to the bench here and bring in Cassie Dauber. For Hastings, Bailey Richmond will check into the game. 5:06 to go here in the first quarter. Norris 5 and Hastings 1. Class B girls state tournament action. Again, Class B a little more defensive today. Not near as much scoring as some of the other classes. Norris with a basketball, working around to the right wing. Meyer Henry to Sullivan. Staying outside, Cassie Dauber. Up top, open look at a three. Meyer Henry fires. It's too strong. They hit their first one. They've missed three in a row. Offensive rebound once, twice. Missed both times by Sullivan. And Hastings comes out of there with a basketball. Pankratz will push it up the floor. Hit it to the top of the key here to Knappel. Knappel tries to force it in the paint. Brown's there, knocks it away. Second turnover for Hastings. Now it's loose in the backcourt, and losing it out of bounds is Norris. So the teams exchange turnovers. And Hastings will regain possession. Knappel will take it out in the deep left-hand corner. 5-1, Norris with the four-point lead. Inbounds pass, a little slow, but they do get it into Pankratz, into the paint. She'll put up an eight-footer, no good. Jump ball on the rebound. Arrow points the way of Norris this time, as Richmond was tied up with Brown. 4:19 to go here in quarter number one. A little slow offensively, and again, Hastings has had numerous opportunities in the paint. Just can't cash it in. Norris into the front court with a basketball. Working it between the circles. Over on the left wing. Meyer Henry gives it off to Sullivan. Still looking for Brown. They just haven't entered it into her much. A lot of the shots are coming from outside or dribble drive. Norris working off the screen. Inside, oh, just a two-hand shove into the back of Sullivan. And the foul will be called on Libby Knappel. That'll be the first foul of the game on the Lady Tigers. That was a no-doubter. And it'll be Norris ball underneath their own hoop. Checking in for the Titans will be Emma Ehrman again. And Maddie Gable will check in, a 5'7 senior. Averages about 2.5 points per contest. 3:52 to go first quarter. Norris 5, Hastings 1. Norris to throw it in. Lob it up top. Wide open three. Ehrman off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. Nobody grabs it. It goes out of bounds off of the Tigers. So they'll try it again. Waiting to inbound the basketball. Kick it out of the left wing. Driving in, little give and go. Ehrman gets it down to Brown. Brown up and in, draws the foul as she was sandwiched. Stepped between the two Hastings defenders. And Shaylina Brown has a chance to complete a three-point play here. Brown, the second leading scorer for the Titans. The foul on Hastings will go against Sophia Pankratz. Pankratz her first. And the free throw by Brown is up and in, completing the three-point play. Norris 8 and Hastings 1. 3:40 to go here in quarter number 1. Handling the basketball, Pankratz brings it up the floor. Push to the right-hand dribble there by Holen. out on the wing right in front of the Norris bench, 23 feet away. Holding the basketball above the head, faking the three up top. Mariano away with a walk, but driving in and scoring will be Living Apple. Napple with the first field goal of the tournament for Hastings, 8-3 Norris. Quickly up the floor, trying to run in transition, stopping, looking for the trailer, is going to be Ehrman. They'll lob it into Brown. Brown catches, shoots, and scores. In traffic, Shaylina Brown handles herself well, and it's 10-3. Napple up the floor, running, shoving, and an offensive foul going to be called here on Napple. And Coach Greg Mays with his hands on his hips wondering how that's possible when the defender was moving all along. But she had position between the offensive player and the hoop, and you just can't run over her. So the foul called on Hastings' Living Apple, and that is her second. And she will check out of the ball game, and in for the Tigers will be Jamie Johnson, 5'5", junior guard. Norris 10, Hastings 3, 2:50 to go here in the first quarter. Class B quarterfinals. Up top, Gable swings it over to Dauber. Dauber up top to Ehrman. She likes to shoot the three, passes this time. Over to Holen. Holen, the paint wide open. She'll put it on the floor, drive in, left-hand layup is good. There was nobody to help once she got by her defender. And Kylie Holen with her second bucket, 12-3. Norris by 9, 2.5 to go here. First quarter, Class B state quarterfinals. Hastings against the Norris, man-to-man off a couple of screens. Open three, Pankratz fires. It's too strong. Bounces off Norris and loose. Brown will grab the basketball, her third rebound. Outlet pass, front left. They'll get it to Holen. And a foul going to be called on Hastings in transition. And the foul will go on Taylor Henricks, her first. And now the fourth foul on Hastings. Brown's going to come out for the Titans, and checking back in will be Sullivan. 12-3, Norris shutting Hastings down. Hastings kind of helping. They've missed a lot of bunnies. Norris trouble to get it in, and finally the five-second call. Third turnover on Norris. Tigers get the ball back. Right now you just have to say Hastings can't get frustrated. They're playing with Norris. The difference? Making some of those short jumpers, those short putbacks. Off a couple of screens, a three for Pankratz, but it's way off the mark again. And there's going to be a shove, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Hastings. Trying to run it down was Henricks, but ran out of real estate. Hastings just trots back defensively. They set up in the half court. Into the ball game for Norris is Meyer Henry. On the floor for the Tiger. You got Henricks up top in what looks to be a little matchup. Also on the floor is going to be Bailey Richmond, Jamie Johnson, Elizabeth Franzen, and Norris brings the ball up the floor, and also on the floor is Pankratz. Skip pass to the top of the circle. Looking is Meyer Berry. Passes it into the high post. Gets it right back. Meyer Berry dribble to the right. Leaves it off there for a three. Holen fires. It's in and out. No good. Ball tipped around. Hot potato time, and it's grabbed by the Tigers and Bailey Richmond. Richmond will hand it off to Pankratz, who brings it into the front court, stops the top of the circle, swings it over to Henricks, starts to drive, one-hand runner, draws the foul, and two free throws coming up for Taylor Henricks, and she got a little hand in the side as she went by. It's going to go on Meyer Henry, her first and the third team foul here on Norris. At the line, Henricks to shoot a pair. The first one is up, and it is good. 12-4, Norris by 8, 1:23 to go here in the first quarter. In for Hastings, Annie Graylish again. Checking out will be Franzen. Second free throw up, and it is good. So 2-for-2 for Henricks, 3-of-6 here in the first quarter from the line for Hastings. 12-5, Titans with the lead. 1:20 to go here in the opening quarter. Norris with the ball in the right-hand corner. They'll get it to Sullivan. Back up top to Meyer Henry. Swing it back over to the right wing to Sullivan. Continuing to look for Brown in the paint. Now a skip pass over for the three. That's in and out. No good. Defensive rebound. Yanked down by Graylish. And here comes Hastings. That's six straight misses from the outside for Norris. Pankratz hustles it up the floor. Good defense. Kicks it out of the wing to Henricks. Back to Sophia. Fakes the three. Drives into the paint. Runs into Brown. Going to draw the blocking foul. And more free throws coming up. Be the second foul as well on Shaylina Brown. And Coach Hagerman will have some deciding to do here with 47 seconds to go in the quarter. Pankratz missed a couple of free throws earlier. This one is up and no good. Second free throw coming up. If you're going to pull the upset. And it is on the way, and it's good. So one out of two. Sophia Pankratz knocks it down, makes it 12-6. Norris with the basketball and the lead. Dribbling. Right, left. Down to the high post. It's going to be Ehrman. Kicks out on the wing to Sullivan. She comes to the left elbow. Back to Ehrman. Over on the right wing, they'll go to Holland. Holland, skip pass back over to Ehrman. Drives left baseline. Pankratz, good defense, forces her to take a very tough shot. It's no good. Graylish with her third rebound. 20 seconds to go. Johnson will get rid of it to Pankratz. Coach Mays calls out the play. He'd like to get the last shot. And if Hastings could score here, you'd have to call this first quarter, despite all the misses inside, a success. Off a couple of screens, Pankratz, 7 seconds. Rotated around right side, Hendricks. Hendricks drives baseline. One-hand runner up and in, and Hastings scores at the buzzer. Taylor Hendricks with the runner on the right baseline. And Hastings will get the last 5 points of the quarter after one. Norris 12, Hastings 8. You're listening to the State Basketball Tournament brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care on 1230 KHAS.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Doug Duda back with you here at the Devaney Center. Other games early in the second quarter. Wynot 15, Hampton 13 in D2. In D2, it was Sutton 11, Freeman 10 early in the second quarter. That's on Classic Hits 98.9. And Kearney High leading or tied now at Lincoln Northeast at the end of the first quarter, 15-all on ESPN. 14-60, 15-50. Hastings will get the ball to start the second quarter. Looking to cut this four-point lead. Coming in will be Knapple. Missed the shot. Offensive rebound, though. Put back up and in by Franzen. And Elizabeth Franzen gives Hastings a 7-0 run. Norris 12, Hastings 10 here in the first possession of quarter number two. Norris just 1 of 7 from three-point land. Nearly walked with the basketball. Rotated around the perimeter right wing. Faking the three, driving in, will be Holland. Now has to kick it back out. Good defense here by the Tigers. 5 points for Shaylita Brown, 4 for Kylie Holland for Norris. For Hastings, Taylor Hendricks has 4. She hit that bucket at the first quarter buzzer. Pick and roll, Brown, what a great catch. And then there's 3 Tigers there. She's bound to get fouled, and she does. So Shaylita will go to the line. She has the only attempt in the game for Norris. They're 1 of 1. Hastings 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Rebounds 9 Hastings, 7 Norris. Turnovers 3 Norris, 2 Hastings. 3-point shooting 0 of 2 Hastings, 1 of 7 Norris. And the free throw by Brown is up and in. So again, Hastings played a pretty darn good first quarter. They just missed a lot of shots inside 5 feet, 5 or 6 of them at least. Second free throw by Brown. And this one is going to hit the front of the rim and won't go. Rebound yanked down by Hendricks. Quick outlet pass gets it to Pankratz. Sophia double teamed and a reach in foul. Norris knows who to watch, and they are all over her. Foul will be called on McKenna Sullivan, her second, and the team's 5th. Team fouls are now even at 5 apiece. 13-10, Norris. A minute gone here in the second quarter. And with the basketball will be Pankratz. Over on the right wing, Hendricks just holding it, waiting for everybody to rotate through. Gets it to Annie Graylish. Back over on the right wing. Now with a left-hand dribble, Hendricks brings it into the paint. Powers it to the front of the rim. It's too strong, no good. And in traffic, Brown will grab the rebound. Her fourth for Norris. They want to run the floor. Great pass down to Sullivan, but it's blocked off the glass. Pankratz got back and knocked it away. And now Hastings has a 5-on-3, but they didn't know it. And they stopped. Pankratz was looking for the trailer, and she was it. So they'll set up their half-court offense. A three would tie this basketball game for Hastings. Up top with it is Franzen, but the pass is going to be stolen away instead. Holing out ahead of the pack. The layup is good. So just that quickly, instead of having a chance to tie it or cut it to one, a steal and bucket. Norris is back up by 5, 15-10. State tournament action brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Off the dribble drive, coming into the paint, stepping through, maybe getting away with another walk was Hastings, but it's no good. Hendricks and the rebound brought down by Ehrman. She's trying to go coast to coast, lays it up too strong, and the rebound ripped down by Pankratz, taking it out of the hands of Sullivan, and then they're still fighting for the ball. She falls to the floor, and a travel going to be called. Good hustle play by the Tigers. And then Norris continues to rotate in players. They're not overly deep, but they're rotating in two or three from time to time. And Norris to throw it in. Meyerberry looking. 5 second count. Meyerberry saying that was pretty quick. That's the second 5 second call of the game against Norris. Don't forget, coming up at the half, we will run down all of the stats brought to you by Food Cupboard. We'll look down the scores and more. And what has happened so far here today at the state tournament. 5:32 to go in quarter two. Norris 15, Hastings 10. Posting up Franzen, trying to move in on Brown. She's solid as a rock. They'll kick it back out. Ball tipped into the Norris bench. Checking back in for the Tigers, Jamie Johnson and Hendricks will check out. Other scores from the area. Sutton 17, Freeman 12, about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Northeast 17, Kearney 16, early in the second quarter. Our score reports brought to you by Furniture Direct. Delivers to your door. Get free delivery, setup, and removal from Furniture Direct. Jumper on the way, comes up way short that time. Another offensive rebound and another foul. Knapple will get the rebound off the Graylish miss, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. So Hastings has had some opportunities from the charity stripe. 4 of 8 in the first quarter. They'll have to shoot better than 50%. Everything's got to click to have a chance to continue on here at the state tournament. And the free throw is up, and it is good. Second one coming. Third point of the ball game for Libby Knapple. 15-11. Free throw is on the way at the front of the rim. No good. The ball is tipped out of there by McKenna Sullivan and grabbed by Kylie Holland. And Holland will be content to walk the ball up the floor here for the Titans. On the right wing, Sullivan looks for the cutter. Brown comes out top of the key, takes the pass. Quick reversal around the wing. They'll get it into the hands of Gable. And now some work up top, wide open Gable right wing, 15-footer no good, ball, Brown back up and scores, and a foul to go along with it. So not only does Hastings give up the offensive board, they give up a foul and a chance at a three-point play. And the free throws now for a chance at a three-point play. Foul was on France in her first. It's on the way, and it is good. So the second three-point play of the game for Shalina Brown. She's got 4 in the quarter and 9 in the game. And Norris is now back up by 7, 18-11. Their biggest lead has been 9 at 12-3. Driving in, left-hand runner comes up short again for Knapple. And the rebound brought down by Cassie Dauber. Again, good dribble penetration, but Hastings is not finishing, and most everything has been short. Top of the key, 3, Holland hits the front of the rim, no good. Rebound right underneath, uncontested, but Sullivan missed the bunny, and then it goes out of bounds to Norris. That's what Hastings was doing in the first quarter, missing the offensive putback, and Norris just did it there. Sullivan's going to check out, and Ehrman back in. But Hastings, just 3 points so far here in the quarter. Norris looking to chop, toss it into Holland. Out top it goes. She's behind the arc, swings it over on the right wing to Dauber. Deeper into the corner, now back out Brown. Norris moves the ball a little bit quicker here. Holland, three-point shooter, fakes the three. Pankritz on her, skip pass right side to Ehrman. Norris does a good job of spreading the floor, setting up their shots. Holding it on the right side, Gable drives baseline, then kicks it out, looking for Holland. A deep three for Holland. Again, it is short, but the rebound is grabbed by Brown. She is being molested in there, and a foul called on the Tigers. And this one goes on Franzen. It'll be her second. And into the ball game for Hastings. On the one-and-one try here will be Bailey Richmond and Taylor Henricks. And checking out will be Knappel and Franzen. We are into the one-and-one as that is the seventh team foul on the Tigers. And Brown is 3 of 4 at the charity stripe. Free throw is on the way. No good. Rebound. Ends up in the hands of Henricks. And here comes Hastings. They need some points. With it, Pankratz swings it over the right wing. Henricks with the left-hand dribble. Took a funny hop. Almost carried it. They let it go. Back over to Pankratz. Left-hand dribble into the paint. Switches to the right. Off the square and in. That might be there all night. Sophia Pankratz with her first bucket of the ball game. 18-13 Norris. Quickly into the front court. Brown really battling down low there with Graylish. Kick it up top to Gable. Not much in that 12 to 15 foot range for Norris. They're either passing it around the perimeter or they dump it into the post. Running a lot of screens at the high post. Brown comes back out top to take it. Swing it into the right hand corner to Holland. 3 minutes to go in the half. 18-13 Norris. Class B State Girls opening day action. Norris getting farther away from the hoop, trying to create better passing lanes. Brown gets it over here on the wing. Just surveying what Hastings is doing. Holland back to Brown. Long possession for Norris. Who's going to pull the trigger? Driving in Ehrman. Knocking it away. Pankratz. It gets deflected out towards midcourt, but run down by Dauber. And a three-point attempt is going to be passed on by Ehrman. A very long offensive possession here for the Titans. Up by 5, 18-13. Finally, the Hastings fans start to make some noise, and it was thrown behind the intended offensive target that time in Gable, but it went right to Brown. She put it up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kylie Holland, who will be fouled and go to the line here. So after all of that and forcing a bad shot by Norris, they get another offensive rebound and a chance to cash in from the free throw line. Foul is on Jamie Johnson, her second. And the free throw is up, and it is good. Check it in now for Norris. Will be Meyer Henry. And also coming into the ballgame, Sullivan. Second free throw now for Kylie Holland. Looking for her eighth point. Will not get this one. Rebound brought down by Jamie Johnson. She's off to the races. 19-13 your score. Rotated around the right wing. Again, Hastings struggling offensively the whole half. They've got four buckets to account for. A few free throws in there. Trying to run that high pick and roll. Kick it out on the wing. Henricks fakes the three. Drives in. Pulls up from nine. Too strong. Rebound grab by Sullivan. Her fourth. And Norris will walk the ball up the floor. 1:40 to go before halftime. Norris 19. Hastings 13. Working around the perimeter. Nothing different here for Norris now. A little pick and roll, get it inside, and a jump ball called as they triple down on McKenna Sullivan. And reaching in to tie her up was Bailey Richmond. The arrow points the way of Norris, so they'll get it underneath their own hoop. Looking, try to force it into the paint. The ball gets knocked away, and Hastings will come up with a loose ball. Fifth turnover for the Titans. Pushing it up the floor is Pankratz, working one-on-one. Cut off there by Dauber and has to reel it out of there. Top of the circle. Over to Johnson. Doug Duda with you on 1230 KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com for tonight's state tournament game. Johnson the lane open. She'll take a runner down. No good. Offensive rebound, Graylish. Graylish out to Pankratz. Bounce pass left block. The shot is going to be blocked and a foul called on Norris. We'll send Bailey Richmond to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Richmond, 33% on the season from the line. The foul is called on Norris's Emma Ehrman. Her first in the team, seventh in the free throw is no good. 19-13 Norris. 58 seconds to go here before halftime. Second free throw up, no good. Rebound brought down by McKenna Sullivan, her fifth. And Norris leads it by six, 19-13. 48 seconds to go before halftime. Working and holding the ball, kicking it over on the right wing, Holen. Guarded out here by Henricks. Quickly rotated around to the left wing. Ehrman holds it. Back out top. They'll go to Meyer-Henry. Meyer-Henry will hand it to Holen. Get it to the high post. Sullivan back to Holen. Trying to set a screen. Now she drives in, runs into the defender, throws it up off balance. Tie up on the rebound between Graylish and Sullivan. The arrow points the way of Hastings with 22 seconds to go here before halftime. We are here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Up the floor, here comes Pankratz. Runner with the right hand is too strong again. Another rebound for Sullivan. 10 seconds as Norris runs the floor, taking it right to the rack, laying it up and in is Meyer Henry. Hastings will inbound it. And will they get a shot away? No, they carry it. And Norris is actually going to have 1 second at half court to throw one up. They were trying so quickly to get up the floor that they turned it over. 1 second to go here. Let's see who Norris throws it to. The 30-footer at the horn is way off the mark by Sullivan. But Norris will take it to halftime with a 21-13 lead over the Hastings Tigers. Coming up, our halftime report with scores, stats, and a whole lot more on 1230 AM KHAS.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care. And I think that that's just continued on.
I think the common core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
With our producer, engineer Bailey, back at the 1230 KHAS studios, I'm Doug Duda with you here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Halftime of our Class B quarterfinal game. It is Norris 21 and Hastings 13. Glad to have you along with us as we get ready to take a look at tonight's game stats brought to you by Food Cupboard in Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at Food Cupboard and save big today. First off, for the Hastings Tigers, Libby Knapple, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Jamie Johnson with 1 rebound. Annie Graylish, 1.5 rebounds. Sophia Pankratz, 3 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Bailey Richmond has 2 rebounds. Elizabeth Franzen, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and Taylor Henricks, 4 points, two rebounds. Hastings, 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 8 in the first quarter, 1 of 4 in the second. Three-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, did not attempt one in the second. Turnovers, 2 in the first quarter and 3 in the second. Foul situation, Libby Knappel, Jamie Johnson, Elizabeth Franzen all have 2. Hastings had 8 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second, and at the half, the Tigers have 13 points, 17 rebounds, 5 of 12 from the free throw line, 0 of 2 from three-point land, 1 block, and 5 turnovers. We'll look at the first half numbers for Norris right after this timeout.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Continuing a look at our halftime stats, Hastings shot just 4 of 20 in the first half, and that is 20% for the Tigers. For Norris, not a whole lot better, but they do have 8 more points in the ball game. We have Cassie Dauber with 1 rebound, Emma Ehrman 1 rebound, Danny Meyer-Henry, 5 points and a rebound. McKenna Sullivan hasn't scored, but she's got 7 game-high boards and a block shot. Shaylina Brown leads the way with 9 points, 6 rebounds and a block. And Kylie Holland, 7 points and 3 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second. First quarter and second quarter. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 in the first, 3 of 6 in the second. 3-point shooting for Norris. 1 of 7 of the first quarter. They started to get away from it in the second quarter, and they were 0 of 2, and Hastings is fortunate that Norris is ice cold from the outside. The Titans had 3 turnovers in the first quarter and had 2 more in the second. Foul situation for Norris. We have 3 players with 2 fouls, Shaylina Brown as well as McKenna Sullivan and Danny Meyer-Henry. 12 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. At the half for Norris, 21 points, 19 rebounds, 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 9 from three-point land, 2 blocks and 5 turnovers. And at halftime in a Class B quarterfinals, it is Norris 21 and Hastings 13. Those are your game stats here at the half, brought to you by The Food Cupboard in Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at The Food Cupboard and save big today. We'll look at some other scores from around the state tournament when we come back on 1230 KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
1230 KHAS.
Doug Duda back with you here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center on this Thursday night. Thanks for being along with us on 1230 KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the scores from around the state tournament. Brought to you by Furniture Direct, delivering to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Current updates as we are at halftime. Why not 30, Hampton 17. At halftime, Sutton 24, Freeman 14. That's currently airing on Classic Hits 98.9. And it is halftime, Kearney 30, Lincoln Northeast 25. And that is on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Again, here, Norris 21, Hastings 13. Earlier today, the biggest upset in a long time at the state tournament. Number one, Omaha Benson fell to Norfolk 46-37. Bellevue West beat South Sioux City 48-37. Westside over Millard West 55-40. Here in B, Omaha Groves edged Elkhorn South 44-41. Lincoln Pius the 10th over Scotts Bluff 55-29. And York scored the final 7 points in a 47-37 win over Elkhorn. York will play the winner of this game tomorrow at 3:45. In C1, Pierce down Minden 56-48. Lincoln Christian over Omaha Concordia 67-47. Norfolk Catholic beat Bishop Newman out of Wahoo 66-56. And Kearney Catholic down Shadron 62-40. In C2, it was Crofton over Ponca 58-27. Guardian Angels beat UTAN 78-46. Of course, Guardian Angels up at West Point. Hastings St. Cecilia took care of North Platte St. Pat 63-36. They'll play the Sutton Freeman winner tomorrow night here at the Devaney Center at 8:45. In D1, Dundee County Stratton beat Humphrey St. Francis in overtime 59-58. Howells Dodge over Emerson Hubbard, 55-43. O'Neill St. Mary's beat Friend, 75-73. Blue Hill over Fullerton, 61-46. And in D2, Stewart over Mullen, 59-37. Fall City Sacred Heart over Crofton, 44-30. And Sandhills Thedford beat Giltner, 48-34. Again, here it is Norris 21, Hastings 13. The Nebraska women were winners earlier tonight in their contest of the Big Ten Tournament, 86-71 over Illinois. They'll play Iowa tomorrow. And the UNK men at halftime of the MIAA Tournament, they are taking on a Missouri Southern State team that is shooting 53%, and Missouri Southern State leads the Lopers 52-34. That game is at halftime. And that gets us to our halftime report. We thank you for being with us on 1230 KHAS. The second half is coming up next as Norris leads Hastings 21-13.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships on March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Join in the excitement as 48 schools compete for the high school state championships. Experience the competition for $5 for students or $7 for adults. For specific game times, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to follow Hastings sports. Tonight, the Hastings Lady Tigers in the state tournament. But they have got to find some offense, trailing 21-13. Defense hasn't been the problem, although Norris has missed their share of shots. It will be the offense of Hastings. They were 4 of 20 in the first half of play. And about five of those misses, maybe six, were inside 5 feet. Norris will get the ball to start the third quarter, leading it 21-13. Only three Titans have scored in the game. Emma Ehrman with a basketball. Slow dribble to the left side of the key and kicks it back out top to Meyer Henry. Swings it right side to Sullivan. Sullivan on the right elbow. Little hand in the back there for Holen. Gets it into Brown. Brown misses. Got her own rebound, but they're going to say that must have stepped out of bounds. And it will be Hastings basketball. Tigers their first possession here in the second half. One hand dribble up the floor, right, left, crossing over. Pankratz brings it to the left wing. See what they've designed here to start the second half. Top of the key, they'll get it to Franzen. Elizabeth down the low post, turnaround, jumper off the glass, and another short one missed. Graylish couldn't get it to go. Brown with her seventh rebound. Fast break to the other end. Sullivan's open, and they clock her. She'll have to earn it from the line. McKenna Sullivan has yet to score. She'll get that opportunity here with two free throws. You're listening to KHAS AM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. First of the two free throws by McKenna Sullivan is on the way, and it bounces in and out. No good. Second one coming. Foul was on Annie Graylish, her first. Free throw is up, and it bounces off. No good. Rebound grabbed by Graylish. Her sixth of the ball game, and here come the Tigers. Anybody gets back-to-back buckets, they'll wake this crowd up. It is just pretty quiet coming off that halftime. 21-13, Norris by eight. Bounce pass, try to force it into Graylish, and knocking it away is going to be Ehrman. Sixth turnover for Hastings. Ehrman will push it up with a left-hand dribble. Can't get any farther than the three-point line, so she'll kick it out to Holen. Kylie dribbles in place and gives it right back to Ehrman on the left wing. Brown comes out, takes it 18 feet away, tries to force it inside. Ball deflected back out to Brown, and Norris will set it up again. Bounce pass right wing, Sullivan. Boy, backing in, Holen. Skip pass out, wide open three. Ehrman fires and hits. First bucket of the ball game for Emma Ehrman, only the second three of the contest here for Norris, and they now have their biggest lead of the game at 24-11. 6:20 to go in quarter number two, three. You knew that it was going to be tough tonight for Hastings, but they are making it a little tough on themselves the way they're shooting the basketball here. They have been patient just like Norris, but Norris has made more buckets driving in and getting her shot blocked as Pankratz. Great job by holding your ground is Brown. Now Brown brings it up the floor, dishes it off. Meyer Henry missed the shot. Brown trying to get the rebound, can't control it. Franzen has it for Hastings. Hastings wants to go right down the middle of the floor. The one-hand runner is up and in by Pankratz. Sophia Pankratz just threw it over the outstanding hand or outstretched hand there off the square and in. And then Norris double dribbles, bringing the ball up the floor. Ehrman was going to just pick it up off the dribble and fire it into the front court. And nobody was watching, so she tried to dribble it again, and the officials were right on top of that. Turnovers even at six apiece here in the ballgame. 24-15. Hastings trails. Here's a little pick and roll down low. Back-to-back buckets. Libby Knappel lays it up and in. So back-to-back buckets for the first time all night for Hastings. 24-17. Norris has the lead. And into the front court, McKenna Sullivan. Again, it's nothing special about what Norris is doing offensively. They just stay patient. Here's a three-pointer. Ehrman again. No good. Crash of the board. And there's some bodies on the floor, and it's picked up by Pankratz. I thought Sullivan was going to wipe out most of the Hastings players, but only got one of them. Pankratz into the paint. Kicks it baseline. Knappel comes in. Blocked and taken away again by Shaylina Brown. Chance to get three in a row there for Hastings. And Brown steps up and makes another good defensive play for the Titans. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Norris 24, Hastings 17. Baseline opens up, and there's nobody there. I don't know what Sullivan saw. She came in the right corner, and you could tell when she took off, she was going to draw the double team and then make a bounce pass through the lane, and nobody was there. Norris turns it over for the second time in the quarter. Hastings with the last two buckets. Can they get another one? Down by seven. And walking the ball up the floor, Pankratz. The winner gets York tomorrow. Pankratz to the left elbow. Hands it off to Graylish. Graylish comes into the paint. Lost the handle. Kicks it back out to Franzen. Brown leaning on her. Got to call that. They'll hand it back off Pankratz. Back into Brown. Kick it up to Franzen. Brown seems to be all over the place with help defense right now. Pankratz gets it into the paint. Knapple has some contact, draws the foul, gets two free throws. Libby is one of two at the line. And the foul will be called on Cassie Dauber for Norris. That'll be her first and the first foul of the half. Midway through the third quarter, Norris 24, Hastings 17. And the first of two free throws by Knapple is on the way, and it is good. 24-18. And Hastings has got to shoot free throws better than they did in the first half. 5 of 12, which is even below their season average. Second free throw, no good. Fight for the loose ball. It's grabbed by the Tigers. Graylish has it underneath. Needs some help. Throws it out to midcourt to clear it. And waiting for it is Hendricks. Hendricks gives it off to Pankratz. Kicks it outside the arc to Franzen, and then a travel, boy. Hastings gets those second opportunities, and you get a little hope in your voice, a little hope from the fans, a little hope from the team, and they don't even get a shot off, and they turn the basketball over. And that's happened to them three or four times throughout the course of the game. When they get an offensive rebound, make a good defensive play, they end up to give the ball right back across. So back over to Norris, still struggling here in the third quarter are the Titans. Walk the ball across the timeline and then get their offense rolling back into the ball. Game is Maddie Gable. Gable in the right corner. Ball fake, tries baseline, kicks it out into the corner. Three-pointer, Meyer Henry comes up short, no good. Rebound grabbed by Pankratz. Sophia will push it right down the middle of the floor. On her hip is Gable. Can't get the foul called, so she'll kick it off into the corner. Dribbling into the double team is going to be Hastings Tigers Knapple. And Knapple is fouled and made the shot. Botched that one a little bit. Apologize. I couldn't tell who had the basketball down there for the Tigers because there were three Norris Titans all around her. And Knapple still found a way to get it up and in. And a chance at a three-point play here, which could cut the game to three. It's on the way, and it is short. And there is going to be a hold called on Hastings and a foul on the rebound attempt. It's going to go on Elizabeth Franzen, and that is her third. Hastings has scored seven in a row. That's the second time they've done that in the game. 24-20, Norris, though, still leads. They have led the whole time. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. A slow scoring, not even real defensive battle. There's just been too many missed shots. Norris keeps it patient around the perimeter. Lobbing on the give-and-go, Brown got underneath and an easy shot up and in. Shaylina Brown now with 11 points, 26-20. Titans by 6 to 45 as Hastings brings it in to the offensive zone. Kick it out, Hendricks. Looking. They're not a three-point shooting team. Only shot two at least so far in this game. Pankratz trying to clear some space down on the right block. Gets it inside. Turnaround jumper from six up and in for Annie Graylish. Her first bucket of the ball game. And Hastings finally has a little offense going with 9 points here in the quarter. 2:20 to go in the third. Norris 26, Hastings 22. Tigers hanging in there. Can they get a stop here? Brown at the top of the circle. Swings it around the perimeter again. Back in there is Dauber. She just holds the ball, waiting for Brown to make a move. Skip pass right side, Gable. Gable starts to drive, nowhere to go. Kicks it back out to Meyer Henry. Meyer Henry is going to be called for a travel or a hand check. Now they're going to give it a hand check. I thought the official was going to give the old walk signal. He took long enough to make the call. And a hand check on Pankratz, her second, and the team's third. So it'll be Norris ball on the baseline. Looking. Inbounds pass tipped, but Franzen couldn't quite get the steal, and running it down at the free throw line is Holen. Norris just 5 points in the quarter. Now Holen comes in, and the layup is missed. That's just the scrape across the arm foul there by Hastings, and they would have given her the old continuation. The foul is on Franzen, and that is her fourth foul. And Coach May saying that's not right. Meantime, the free throw is up. And it is in, and Coach Mays wants to converse here with the referees. But they got the wrong player with the foul. Meantime, the free throw is up and in by Holen. And, of course, it's very important. It would be her fourth foul. And now they converse over at the scores table. State tournament action brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Still waiting for clarification here. They've not fixed it on the scoreboard, but they have okayed it over there with Coach Mays. Yeah, it looks like it's on Libby Knappel, her third, but they still haven't taken the foul off of Franzen. Free throw is on the way, and it is short, no good. Rebound brought down by Graylish. That'll be her eighth. Graylish gets it off to Pankratz, comes into the high post, started to go into the lane, and pulls it back out. Still has the dribble. Now drives in and draws the foul. She ends up on the deck. Foul called on Kylie Holen. Her first and the team's second. And two free throws coming up for Sophia Pankratz. But she's just one of four. All of those back in the first quarter. The team's leading scorer, 5 points, five rebounds, and a block so far. And the free throw is up, and it is good. 27-23, Norris, 1:37 remaining here in quarter number three. This score update brought to you by our friends at Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Why not? Taking care of Hampton, 51-28 in the third. Free throw is up and in by Pankratz. It is Sutton, shockingly rolling Freeman, 38-17, and Kearney now trails Lincoln Northeast 40-34. That's a 15-4 run by Northeast midway through the third. And now as Norris gets into their offensive set, a hand check foul called on the Hastings Tigers. This one is on Taylor Henricks, her second. Let's update that. That's three on Henricks. And it'll be Norris ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it out top. Catching and holding is Holen. Tries to lob it inside. They do to Sullivan. Sullivan kicks it out for a three that is in and out. No good. Off the miss from Gable. And the rebound brought down by Pankratz. And Hastings a chance to tie the game with a three for only the second time in the contest. 27-24. They were down 11. Trying to make something happen here. They're not a three-point shooting team, so let's just see if they can cut it to one. Holding the ball, Pankratz. Hastings has two players standing on top of each other, so Sophia drives, puts it up and in. And Pankratz makes it a one-point game. 27-26, Norris. 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. The Tigers are hanging around in the Class B quarterfinals. And the Hastings student body starting to get into it again. Norris works the ball around the perimeter. Amazingly enough, they have all their timeouts. They get it inside to Holen. And before she can get a shot away, it looks like somebody had a hand in Holen's back. As the official says, nope. And it's going to be on Sophia Pankratz, her third. So the foul's starting to mount up. They say that we've got three on Henricks, three on Knappel, three on Pankratz. The board still has four on Franzen. I hope they don't have that wrong in the book over there. As Norris will throw it in with 30 seconds. Up top to Brown. Brown trying to clear it out for her. Drives and kicks it back out. Top of the circle to Ehrman. Will Norris play for the last shot? It doesn't look like they are. They're running their offense through. 18 seconds. Back in the hands of Ehrman. 27-26 Norris. 15 seconds. Right wing with it is Holen. Hastings needs a stop. Keep that momentum. 8 seconds to go. A three-pointer by Holen is nothing but net. And a little time here for Hastings to get it in. Pankratz from beyond half court has it blocked. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. But Norris hits a big three here on their last possession to take it to a four-point game. Norris 30, Hastings 26 at the end of three. You're listening to the State Basketball Tournament brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings on 1230 AM KHAS.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Livingston Butler Vollen's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vollen when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
Well, I want to say a big thank you to our producer, engineer, Bailey Crow, back at the studio. Doug Duda with you here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. We're going to the fourth quarter. Norris 30, Hastings 26. Norris has 11 points from Shalina Brown and Kylie Holen, who hit the three right before the end of the quarter for Hastings. 9 for Sophia Pankritz, including 6 in that quarter. 8 from Libby Apple. Fourth quarter is here, and Norris will get the basketball first. Can they extend the lead, or will Hastings find a way to catch them for the first time in the game? Hastings was down 9 in the first quarter and cut it down to 2. They were down 11 and cut it down to 1. But that three-pointer made the difference, and Norris gets the ball here on the first possession. They are 3 of 14 from three-point land. Hastings hasn't shot a 3 since the first quarter. Here's another 3, Meyer Henry, and it is good. Back-to-back threes, one to close the third, one to open the fourth, and the one-point lead is out to 7. No time for Norris to start getting hot now, and Hastings worked so hard to cut it to 1. Now off a couple of picks, they get it to Pankritz. She'll take a 3. It doesn't even get there, and the ball is going to go out of bounds, fighting for it, but at last touch by Hastings. So here's where the Tigers cannot panic. There is a lot of game left. Don't lose it all here in the next 90 seconds. And other scores to pass along to you, brought to you by Furniture Direct. Why not 56, Hampton 32, start of the fourth, Sutton 43, Freeman 21, a minute into the fourth. Three-pointer in the corner, Meyer Henry, no good. Offensive rebound, Holen back up, no good, but a foul. And also Lincoln Northeast 42, Kearney 34, late third. The foul is on Taylor Henricks, and that is her fourth. And it's the seventh team foul on Hastings. And at the line to shoot 2 is Holen. But hits the front of the rim and no good for Kylie. Norris is 5 of 12 from the free throw line. Hastings is 8 of 17. That's just one of those there's no excuse for. You can play defense and physical, but once you get to that line, both teams shooting below 50%. Second free throw up, and it is good. So Holen gets 1 of 2. Now her team's leading scorer with 12, 34-26. Norris, they've scored 7 in a row. Hastings needs another run. Jamie Johnson in, has it on the left wing, dribbling in place in front of the Hastings bench, doesn't move. Kicks it into the left-hand corner to Napple. Back to Johnson. Up top, Pankritz did a good job of meeting the ball because right on her hip was Meyer Henry. Now she'll drive, put it off the square, and it's good. Pankratz has figured out what to do. She's found that seam in the middle of the zone and drives down the middle of the lane and puts those one-hand runners and uses the glass. She now has 11, 34-28. Hastings defense is going to have to stay strong so that their offense can catch up. But those back-to-back threes by Norris is why they have the lead at 6. High post, nice move. Brown inside, she'll score. Shalina Brown with 13. And she has been very, very strong tonight for the Titans. Pankratz picks her dribble up the top of the circle. Kicks it back out to Johnson. Johnson dribbling 28 feet away. Resets it. Starts the offense from the left wing. Everybody over there to Franzen. Franzen into the paint. Kicks it back out to Pankratz. Now they double on her. She still gets by it. Pulls up from 10. In and out. No good. The players fall to the floor. And a foul going to be called on Hastings as the arms were locked up. The rebound goes to Shalina Brown, her 8th, and the foul on Elizabeth Franzen, and that is her 4th. So we will walk to the other end and shoot the 1-1. And checking into the ball game for Hastings, Bailey Richmond. We still got a lot of basketball game left, and we've only had one timeout used so far tonight. So keep that in mind. Don't forget when we're all done to look at the final stats. You're on 1230 KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brown Front end of the 1-1. Hits the front of the rim and in. She thought she missed it. She was charging after it. 37-28, Norris. They are on a 10-2 run. Second free throw now coming up for Brown. The 5'11 senior averages 12 points a game. More than that tonight. Second free throw, no good. Long rebound comes up to Knapple. She turns and hands it off to Pankratz. One on two, decides not to risk it this time. 360s it back out to the top of the key. Gives it off to Johnson. But you can tell Hastings has some players out there that will not shoot the basketball. So they're not being respected as Brown fouls Pankratz heading to the hole. She'll get two free throws. And right now that's about all Hastings is doing, watching Sophia Pankratz, which isn't a bad thing. But Norris knows it. They're starting to double her. That means somebody else is going to have to step up. The foul on Shaylina Brown. That is her fourth. And the free throw is up and in by Pankratz. She's got a dozen points. After three, Lincoln Northeast 44, Kearney 34 in Class A. Sutton 43, Freeman 21. That's what it was at the end of the third quarter in C2. Second free throw up and in. So after struggling early, Pankratz has hit her last five free throws. And it's 37-30 Norris. 5:15 to go in a basketball game. First state tournament appearance since 1998 for the Tigers. They're hanging tough, but Norris has had an answer for every Hastings run. Meyer Henry, left corner, drives baseline, cut off there by Knapple. Has to kick it into the corner to Holland, trying to lob it in. They'll skip pass it right side to Ehrman. Ehrman off the screen, kicks it right side, thought about the three, didn't take it. Gives it to Meyer Henry, holds the ball above her head as players rotate through. No pass, gets it back out to Sullivan. Sullivan to Ehrman. 4:40 to go in the game. 37-30 Norris. Holland in the left-hand corner. Giving her a little room is Pankratz. Norris running clock right now. Hastings still staying in a man-to-man. And Norris content to just spread the floor again. They did this when that Tiger run got going in the second quarter. Pankratz trying to get a hand on the pass, but it's in the corner to Holland. Back up top. They'll get it to Sullivan. Again, when will Norris just put the ball on the floor and attack the hole? Dauber with it. Over to Ehrman. Another long possession here for Norris. Almost 1 minute long on this possession for the Titans. Try to deflect it inside. It's knocked away. Jump ball. Arrow points the way of Norris. Boy, a bad break there for Hastings. They deflected it, and Graylish and Pankratz ran into each other trying to pick the ball up. Excuse me, it will be Hastings basketball. Norris got it to start the fourth quarter, so they will force the turnover. That's the eighth turnover for Norris here in the contest. But the clock is quickly winding. 3:50 to go in the game. Pankratz again down the lane and a reach-in foul from behind. Now that's only the fifth foul called here on Norris. So no free throws yet. Hastings will take it out underneath their own hoop. Foul on Dauber, I believe. That'll be her second. Fifth foul of the half. And now Hastings will get it underneath their own hoop. Throwing it in is Pankratz. They'll square the lane. Lobs it in. Dangerous one-hand catch by Graylish. Throws it back out to Johnson. It's going in the back court. Luckily, Hastings saves it. Now the floor is spread a little bit, so Pankratz drives between the double team. Missed it, and the defensive rebound. Oh, it's still loose on the floor. Players on the floor. They're going to get the ball to Norris. Oh, man. On the floor and grabbing her knee for Hastings is Annie Graylish. She got rolled over for all the fouls that have been called on Hastings in the same situation. That should have been a foul on Norris. And Graylish, after whacking her knee on the floor, is going to get up, but she's going to have a bruise, and they're going to have to take her out of the basketball game. And Coach Mays has been very under control, hasn't got too irate at officials or players. He's coaching the game. He knows they can't afford to have any problems. But Norris will now take their first timeout. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Be the first place you think of for all your pharmacy needs. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. It's Norris 37, Hastings 30. 3:32 to go in fourth quarter.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings is going to need one more run. Norris 37, Hastings 30. 3:32 remains in our basketball game. Updating other scores from around the state tournament. Teams starting to separate themselves. It is Wynot 62, Hampton 38 in D2. In C2, Sutton 47, Freeman 26 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth. And in the fourth quarter, Lincoln Northeast 49, Kearney 43. Our score updates brought to you by our friends at Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. The state basketball tournament on 1230 KHAS brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Norris basketball with a 7-point lead. With the cushion, they're very good about dribbling time out here, and Hastings is going to have to force the issue, and that's not what they want to do, because then Norris will have an advantage in the ball game. Maddie Gable. Holland just dribbling in place, but Hastings got close enough. She's 29 feet away. Go put some pressure on. Now she drives, kicks it in the corner, but no shot. Sullivan back down low. Holland turnaround jumper from 5 off the glass and in, and that is why Hastings doesn't want to overplay the ball. But the lead is back up to 9 here for the Titans. 2:45 to go. Hastings will get it to Pankratz. Puts the ball on the floor, draws the double team. Over to Hendricks for the 3. It's off the front of the iron, no good. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on Hastings on the rebound. McKenna Sullivan got the board. Libby Knappel is over the back. That is her third foul. And a 1-1 at the other end on the 9th team foul. Sullivan there. She missed 2 in the third quarter. Has not scored. Has been good on the boards. Couple dribbles. Free throw up. And it bounces in. Again, already in Class B today. The winner of this game will get York, who beat Elkhorn 47-37. Omaha Gross beat Elkhorn South 44-41. And Lincoln Pius the 10th over Scott's Bluff 55-29. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound brought down by Hastings and a jump ball called. Again, a foul could have been called there. Bailey Richmond getting the rebound, but she's tied up. And the arrow points the way of Norris. 2:35 to go. Inbounds comes up top to Holland. Coach Mays telling him, you got to come out and play him. You got to get on him. Pankratz working on Holland. No 5-second count. She'll swing it over to Sullivan. 40-30 Norris by 10 with the ball. 2:20 to go. Brown back in the game. Coach Mays trying to get his girls' attention here to get out there and get right in their pockets, because that's your only chance. Brown with it on the right wing, guarded by Hendricks. She'll poke it away and a foul called. Taylor Hendricks will commit the foul, and that should be it for her. In her senior season, unless there's a heck of a comeback, that'll be it for her. She will foul out of the basketball game. 4 points, all in the first quarter, 2 rebounds, 2:03 to go in the contest. And at the free throw line, Shalana Brown to shoot 2. First one is on the way, hits the front of the rim, no good. She has put up 8 free throw attempts now and hit 4 of them. She has a game-high 14 points, just like Kylie Holland. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So 15 points now for Brown. 41-30, Norris by 11, equaling their largest lead. Pankratz with it on the right wing. Sophia trying to double on her out to Johnson. She'll cast up a 3. She threw it as far as she could, and it didn't hit anything, and it's out of bounds. It looked like that was about the range for Jamie Johnson. And Norris will get the ball back, but Hastings on a try spell, just 4 points now in the fourth quarter. And unless Norris just starts handing them the basketball, the Titans are going to advance on to the semifinals against York. And a timeout now has been taken by the Norris Titans. They will have two remaining. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. 1:51 to go, Norris 41, Hastings 30.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. So from the area, winners so far today include Kearney Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Blue Hill. Minden was eliminated this morning. And you still have a lot of teams in action tonight. Giltner was eliminated. And the late games are Kearney, Sutton, and Hastings right here. Don't forget, when we're all done, we'll run down the final stats. Hopefully have a chance to talk with Coach Mays and send you on to the rest of your Thursday night here on KHASAM Hastings and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Hastings putting some full court pressure on. Norris takes some time, but they do break the pressure. Hastings forces a jump ball, and that will be an arrow pointing the way of the Tigers. Turnover number 9 for Norris. Again, the problem for Hastings has not been defense. It has not been turning the ball over. They just aren't scoring, and obviously that has been a little bit of a problem for them all season long. And with the basketball driving in and hitting the ground, as it is blocked, is going to be Pankratz, but it is picked up there by Jamie Johnson. Nice job to swat that out of there from McKenna Sullivan, but driving in, drawing the foul, and getting it to fall. A three-point play for Johnson. Jamie's first bucket of the basketball game. And the foul going to be called on Meyer Henry, her third. Chance to complete the three-point play, and Hastings needs them all. We're down to a minute 23 to go. And the free throw by Johnson. Her first of the game is around and out, no good. The ball was tipped by Richmond but couldn't grab it. It falls in the hands of Ehrman. She's in the backcourt. Hastings overplaying the ball. Out ahead they go to Meyer Henry, and now they want to put it into a stall, but a quick foul by Jamie Johnson. And now in the double bonus the rest of the way, two free throws all the way here for Norris. 1:11 to go. Norris 41 and Hastings 32. Hastings averages only 43 a game, gives up 41, and Norris just got their 42nd right there from Kylie Holland. Four in the quarter, 15 in the game, 42-32 Norris. Again, the Nebraska women, a winner tonight. 86-71 in the Big Ten tournament over Illinois. They'll play Iowa tomorrow night. And Holland hits them both. So the lead 11, 43-32 up the floor. Pankratz with it quickly. Sophia, the junior, her has her pass knocked away, trying to find a teammate. And Holland came back and stole it. First turnover for Hastings in the fourth quarter. Holland gets it into the front court to Dauber. And a foul will be called, and free throws coming up with 56 seconds to go. Johnson with her fourth. And this is probably going to end up looking not as close as it actually was. Cassie Dauber has yet to shoot the basketball and puts the free throw up and in. First point of the game, 44-32. That is the largest lead of the game. Hastings had cut it to one at 27-26, but since then a 17-6 run by the Titans. And the second free throw is also good for Dauber. 45-32, 55 seconds to go. Pankratz brings it to the top of the circle, crossover into the paint, tries to make the bounce pass. It's deflected right back at her. She can't make the shot. It comes up short, And Sullivan is fouled on the rebound by Sophia. And Coach May says that's it. And he is going to clear the bench. He wants his girls that got them to their first state tournament appearance in 17 years to be recognized by the Hastings Tiger crowd that made the trip down here. And Norris is going to get ready to clear the bench as well. But first, free throws for McKenna Sullivan. The first one is good, just her second point of the basketball game. And here they come for Hastings. Ashley Craig, Elizabeth Franzen, Julia Reimer, Kelsey Rebarger, and now Megan Bartos comes in for Franzen. And here comes the second free throw now for McKenna Sullivan. With 45 seconds to go, Sullivan will put it up. It's no good. Ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Craig of Hastings. And Norris will sub in again. When you get a chance to get your girls in a winning state tournament game, you do it. And now a timeout has been called by Norris so that they don't have 10 girls out there on the floor. 43 seconds remain in our ball game. Norris is going to advance on. They lead Hastings 46-32. We'll be right back.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. 1230 KHAS.
As always, I want to say a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports, including the girls' state basketball tournament on 1230 AM. KHAS. 44 seconds to go. Norris basketball leading at 46-32 over the Tigers. And Norris will throw it in, get it to the high post, into the hands of Alyssa Catt. Gets it over to Bryant. Riley Bryant will find Maddie Glow, trying to get everybody a touch. There's Valerie Gable. Hastings trying to find a way to get a steal. Can't score if you don't have the ball. Everybody wants a shot. 27 seconds to go. Then the ball is stolen away. The steal is made by Kelsey Rebarger to the other end. She'll put it up and in, but they're going to call her for a travel. Flashing in front of her was Riley Bryant. After Norris turned it over, she hustled to the other end, and just the extra half step on Rebarger. So the teams exchange turnovers, and Norris will get it back. 21 seconds to go. Here is Olivia Nicolarsson into the ball game for Hastings. And Tatum Bender has also come into the game. 20 seconds to go. Norris trapped in the backcourt. We'll get a jump ball. Arrow points the way, and Norris will throw it in again with 15 seconds to go. State tournament action brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. And Coach Hagerman wants to get a guardian that can handle the ball here. So coming back into the ball game will be Bryant. She has it in her hands with 13 seconds across the timeline. Jump pass over to Dylan Mathers. Norris just content to hold the ball to Mia Torres. Torres with 4 seconds, and Norris won't shoot it. And that'll be the ball game. The Norris Titans, 46, and the Hastings Tigers, 32. The Tigers' longest winning streak of the season, 4 games, is snapped right here. And they will end the year 13-12. Norris will improve to 17-6. And advance on to the Class B semifinals against York tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 at Pinnacle Bank. And earlier this year, Norris beat York 42-29. We'll take a break and be back with all the numbers as you're listening to High School Hoops State Tournament Style on 1230 AM KHAS.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
You wouldn't think it could get any better, but it just did. At Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Now through the end of Truck Month, with your purchase of a new Ram, we will give you 3 years of maintenance free. That's right. The oil changes are on us for 3 years when you buy during Truck Month. Huge discounts, rates as low as 0%, and the maintenance plan. Only at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on 1230 AM KHAS. It's time to take a look at tonight's stats brought to you by Food Cupboard. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Food Cupboard. Shop and save big today. Here's the final numbers for the Hastings Lady Tigers. They had six players score tonight. Libby Knappel had 8 points and three rebounds. Jamie Johnson had 2 points and one rebound. Annie Graylish, 3 points and a team-high 8 boards. Sophia Pankratz led the team in scoring right about her average tonight. She had 13 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 block shot. Bailey Richmond, 3 rebounds. Elizabeth Franzen, 2 points, 3 rebounds. And Taylor Hendricks, 4 points, 2 rebounds. I had Hastings for 17 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 12 in the first half, 5 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, couldn't connect on one tonight. They were 0 of 2 in the first half and 0 of 3 in the second half. But they were not much of a 3-point shooting team this season anyway, shooting just under 24% from 3-point land. And if Pankratz didn't shoot the threes, then really nobody else did. Turnovers for Hastings, 5 in the first half and 4 in the second half, so Coach Mays has to be pleased with that. The Tigers had 13 points at halftime. They put up 19 in the second half, and Hastings will finish with 32 points, 26 rebounds, 10 out of 20 at the free throw line, 0 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 9 turnovers as the Tigers will end the season at 13 and 12. We'll be back and look at Norris's numbers and more right after this on 1230 KHAS.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
1230 KHAS.
And we are back here at the Devaney Center with a look at the final numbers now for the Titans of Norris. Six players scored in the ball game, 3 in the first half, and then they got a few other gals to chip in the second half of play. Cassie Dauber had 2 points and 1 rebound. Emma Ehrman, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Danny Meyer-Henry ended up with 8 points, 1 rebound. McKenna Sullivan, 2 points, a game-high 9 rebounds, and 3 block shots. Then, as you expected, the two posts were supposed to do the damage in Brown and Holen, and they did the damage tonight, just a little bit above their average in the game. But Norris does score more than 46 a game. They were held to 46 tonight. Shaylina Brown, 15 points, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks, and Kylie Holen, 16 points, 4 rebounds in the game. 19 rebounds in the first half, 6 in the second half. Free throw shooting 4 of 7 in the first half, 10 of 18 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Norris, 1 of 9 in the first half, but they were able to knock home 3 of 7 in the second half. One from three different players in Holen, Meyer, Henry, and Ehrman. As far as the turnovers for Norris, they had 5 in each half. 21 points at halftime, 25 points in the second half. Norris will finish with 46 points, 25 rebounds, 14 out of 25 at the free throw line, 4 of 16 from three-point land, 6 block shots, and 10 turnovers as Norris improves to 17-6 on the season with a 46-32 win over Hastings, and they will advance to the state semifinals tomorrow afternoon against York. We'll take a break and be back with more on the postgame right after this.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Livingston Butler Vaughan's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
We're going to be talking with the head coach of the Hastings Tigers, Greg Mays, here in just a moment. I mean, what they've done, I mean, the record's not spectacular, but this team continued to get better as the season progressed, and they end up falling today by a score of 46-32. And coach able to slide on over out of the locker room. And, coach, it's been a lot of years since the Hastings girls ended their season in Lincoln. So I know it never is a good time to lose a basketball game, but at least they got that opportunity.
Yeah, and they changed the program. You know, the seniors and everybody, they changed the program because it takes somebody to make this happen. You know, you can't just sit and wait and say, well, eventually everybody will be so bad we get to Lincoln. It doesn't work that way. And they decided a couple years ago they were going to change the way we do things, and they got it done. I can't say enough. You know, just some amazing seniors. You know, Elizabeth Franzen's just been dragging us the whole year, physically and mentally and leadership-wise, and Taylor Henricks to come in here. It's not easy to walk into a new locker room senior year and make your place on the team, and she just made it through hard work and helping others and being that kind of leader, a servant leader. And Alex Schmidt, you know, to sit out the whole year after missing all of last year and keep coming to practice every single day and be the best teammate on the bench, making things happen. I'm so glad she got a chance to be on the field, on the floor. But that's an amazing senior class, and that's, you know, that's the story of this year.
Yeah, for those that didn't know, Alex had been out with that back injury all year and just got cleared to play. And ironic that it was for this ball game. But Greg, you have to look at, well, are there nerves? What plays into that first quarter? You got to survive the first quarter, and it looked like for a moment it wasn't going to happen. They just didn't get out of the gate. But after they were down 12-3, they settled down. They're able to go on a little bit of a run, get the last 5 points, get the last bucket there of the quarter, make it 12-8. And there's got to be some confidence. And basically, even though it was a little bit of a roller coaster between 1 and 11 points the rest of the ball game, your girls knew that they could compete with Norris here tonight.
Yeah, they did. You know, they competed out on the floor. You know, what we met was a team that could rebound as well as us. You know, and when somebody can rebound as well as you and take some balls back and get extra possessions, then you got to make the most of yours. And we just couldn't get to the point tonight where we were making half our shots. You know, we got good shots all the time. We got to the free throw line. We got good looks inside. We got good looks outside. And we just didn't get our half a shot. And I don't know if it's, you know, the bigger arena, you know, first time in there, if that threw us off a little bit. I don't know if it was nerves or I don't know if, you know, the basketball guys just weren't smiling on us. But we couldn't get balls to go in quite enough. because that was really what it came down to.
Yeah, we just kept bringing that up as the game moved along. You weren't turning the ball over. You were playing good defense. Nobody went off on you tonight. The two big post girls in Brown and Holland, they got about their average. If the ball trickles over the rim instead of coming back at you, and your girls even did well on the offensive boards, especially in the first half. But just talk about the defensive effort tonight, because I'm guessing you can live with how that was played.
Oh, yeah, especially with foul trouble all night. You know, it's one thing to play a great defensive night where you're containing people all the time. You're remembering the scouting report. You're being solid all the time when you're on your first matchup. But once somebody gets into foul trouble and we switch the matchup, then you usually have high school kids going, who's this guy? You know, but man, we still knew what we were doing. We were still solid all over. We were still playing together. I felt like we made it the 5-on-5 game we needed to make. You know, it wasn't a 1-on-1 game. And, you know, that was the game we could have won. It just didn't happen.
And finally, we're talking with Hastings coach Greg Mays. Pankratz is going to lead you in scoring. She kind of took over offensively there, got that run going, helped you cut it to 1 in the third quarter. And then it looked like Norris made darn sure that they not only were manning her, but they were shading her a little bit, and that looked like it changed things there in the fourth.
Yeah, I really think they went to the zone when Libby Knappel got going on them a little bit and muscled them a little bit, you know. They both had strings where they were either making baskets or creating baskets and drawing fouls And so they had to go to the zone on us, and one of the problems with the zone is it was taking a little bit of time to get things done, and I felt like we had to up the tempo a little bit, so we probably forced some special plays instead of sticking with our offense a little bit, and you know we still got a few shots, and we just needed to make a few more.
Well, another step, as we talked about earlier this week, let's take another step, keep things going in the right direction. Hey, congratulations on getting down here, and let's do it quite a lot more. Let's not wait 17 more years.
That's what we told the young girls. We want to live down here, you know, and they know the work it takes to get here now because they've seen it. So we'll take a couple days off, and then we'll get to work and see if we can get back.
All right, Coach, go relax and enjoy what was a good season for the Tigers.
Bunch of great girls. Very happy with them.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Coach Greg Mays joining us here, and that's going to wrap things up for us on our postgame show. Hastings falls by a score of 46-32. The other late games went like this in D2. Why not beat Hampton 66-48 in Class A? Lincoln Northeast holds off Kearney 58-52, and Sutton knocks off Freeman 56-38. So Sutton and Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow night at 8:45 right here on 1230 KHAS and on Classic Hits 98.9. Also tomorrow, Kearney Catholic, Norfolk Catholic will be on Classic Hits 98.9 and ESPN Radio. And Blue Hill and O'Neill St. Mary's on the Breeze 94.5 tomorrow at 10:45. Want to thank our producer-engineer back in the studio, Bailey Crow. This is Doug Duda from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Once again, the final score, Norris 46, Hastings 32. Good night, everyone.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.